Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Bitches, this Kinky and the Geek motherfuckers going right into your ear. And if you don't like that, you can suck my motherfucking dick.
Wow, that came out of nowhere because I had no idea what you were doing. I was like, holy fuck. He's like angry or something. I don't understand. Bill's usually so laid back.
Yeah, I think boondocks has affected my brain.
Okay, right on.
I wasn't trying to be a black guy. I was just trying to be the cussing douchebag, I guess.
Okay, right. Right.
Fuck you, New Jersey!
And goddamn it, now I'm gonna have that suck my dick song in my head for
I know what you're talking about.
It goes, suck my dick, suck my motherfucking dick. Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's it. All okay, right. Yeah. Which is also almost as good as ass and titties. Ass and titties. Ass, titties, titties, ass and titties. Which I don't know. I don't know where he finds this shit,
really,
but he gets it in my head. So, welcome Kinky the Geek, guys.
If you didn't already know that.
Yeah, I am Fleshvine. I am Kinky.
And I am Mighty Bill the Geek.
Yeah, and
I know we got a new listener. My sister's actually been listening.
Are you shitting me?
Nope.
Is there anything that I shouldn't say?
I don't give a shit.
I don't care.
Damn, you hear that? She said you didn't give a shit.
Shit, now if my sister starts listening, then we gotta crank it up a couple notches, because I don't do anything to embarrass her, so. Yeah, she, I don't embarrass her anymore, but when she was a teenager, she was so shy and quiet.
Right.
And me being not necessarily, right. I would do my best to just embarrass the piss out of her,
right,
at every opportunity. So
no, my sister was a wild child. I was a good kid.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So yeah.
Nice, very cool. So how's your week been?
The 2 weeks has been work.
Oh yeah, two weeks. Yeah.
Work, a little bit of work, and then some work. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I had to go back, after the Halloween party, I had to go back to the 7 days a week.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, no more lounge,
no
more relaxing parties for you. Yeah, being such a relaxing, peaceful pastime, throwing parties. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm ready to do it again.
Yeah, it's you always remember when the party starts, how much fun it is, and why it's worth it.
It's just the preparation sucks. Well, now that we've done the amount of cleaning we've done,
yeah.
If we did something really recent, it really wouldn't take nearly as long as it did last time.
Our house has kind of fallen to shit just because I've been sick, which is why it's been 2 weeks.
We've had an excuse for not getting out another episode.
Yeah,
the party was so rocking, it exploded. It exploded some ovaries.
Yeah, exploded my ovaries.
Blow your ovaries, man.
So this time last week I was curled into a ball crying. So. I was actually curled into a ball crying for several days and or sleeping.
I can imagine. Your body just kind of shuts down after a bit. That's why
I slept for 3 days.
Why people who torture have to watch how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because your body will, after a certain amount of time, just shut down to where you're not going to feel anything because your body is protecting yourself.
I know. I was still feeling it. I was still waking myself up in time to take my fucking painkiller when it was time. It was 4 hours. Boom, I was awake. And I would be awake just enough for it to kind of settle in, and then I was sacked out again.
I had a situation like that, not nearly as bad, mm-hmm. but I came home from a convention sick with a sore throat. I would literally wake up long enough to take a BC powder to kill the pain or the sore throat and roll back to sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes that's what you need, kind of just to sleep through it. And
if you realize, a coma is just basically your body shutting down so it can repair itself.
Right. And that's, I kind of had myself in a nice painkiller coma, and that was the only way I was going to get through it.
I mean, they do that. I mean, they'll medically put you in a coma if they need to, just because they know your body can't take, and they have to shut it down to the point where it can concentrate on healing itself. And I think that's what that is when you sleep all that much. is just your way, your body go basically conserving energy enough to where it can heal itself.
Yeah. Which, hey, guys, if you know a woman in your life who has ever had an ovarian cyst burst, go hug her, kiss her, tell her how much you love her, how much you appreciate her, because that shit's fucking dangerous. They kept me at the hospital overnight.
My friend A, who was supposed to be at the Halloween party until Barrow County decided that Halloween fell on the 30th.
Lame.
She had that happen.
Yeah.
In fact, she had to go to Gwinnett because she was living in Barrow because, as we call the Barrow County Hospital, the Chop Shop.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Basically told her there was nothing wrong with her. She did have a cyst. That's when she found out she had the ovarian cyst syndrome.
Yeah.
And Alicia's got that, but I don't think she's had a cyst burst on her.
Yeah.
So.
It's not fun. Yeah, mine was about the size of a golf. Well, no, the one that I still have, which I thought had burst.
Right.
That one hasn't burst. So I'm just like, oh, dear God, just the thought of that going.
Right.
Keeps me up at night. But the one that I had left was the size of a golf ball. Yeah. And they actually just found the fluid around the ovary when they did an ultrasound and a CAT scan.
Right.
And so I don't know how big that one was, but the fact that they found fluid means it was fairly sizable.
Right.
But from what I've read, there was a woman who had one that was like softball size, and they do. You hear about softball size and grapefruit size, but she wasn't able to actually stand upright for 3 months.
I'm trying.
And I can totally believe that shit.
Right. I was trying to think. I think one of my sister's friends had a cyst. Either they found a cyst or a cyst did, but one bursted on her, and she had I want to say close to orange size one that they found.
Yeah. Well, see, like, I've always had them. Whenever I go in for any exam, they're like, oh, we found a cyst on your ovary. I'm like, yeah, no shit. Which ovary this time? And I'd had them burst before, but never like that. They must have been like smaller cysts.
Right.
And you can feel it and it hurts and you can feel like, and you just feel like shit for a couple days. But yeah, that one was gnarly.
I've said this many a time, so I'm going to say it again. I'm glad I got a dick and some balls.
Yeah.
I mean, we have our own.
Your own issues. Your own issues. For sure. But yeah. Yeah. But yeah. The thing that pisses me off. Fucking girl bits are wasted on me.
Right.
I've never really wanted to give birth to children.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, like, when I had, not to get too technical and crazy, I had something called adenomyosis, which is very similar to endometriosis.
Right. Which my sister actually had.
Oh, fucking painful.
Yeah.
So I ended up having a hysterectomy because I was, you know, curled into a ball crying
for like
3 days out of every month. And it was so hard finding someone who would give me the hysterectomy because, all the doctors were like, well, you're going to decide that you want kids one day.
Right.
And I'm like, I've never wanted kids. I think I've talked about this on the show before. Yeah. But it's like, God, why do I have to have them, you know?
Right.
I don't want to be on hormones for the rest of my life, but they're just wasted on me. It's just really obnoxious.
Because I know, I want to say when my sister had my nephew, which was the second child, I think she got talked out of having her tubes tied.
Really?
Yeah, by the doctor because my sister was young, and it's like, you know, if you want to have your tubes tied, you know, and that is a reversible thing.
I mean,
just like a vasectomy. Yeah. So it is a case of why are you talking them out of a procedure saying they want?
It's not easily reversible.
No.
However, I'm sorry if you feel, especially after two children, you know, it's not like you're going to be like pining for the child you never had. You have two children.
Right.
You know?
But it's a case of, and she ended up having a third that she miscarried.
Yeah.
But it's a case of, you know, if you think, you have two kids, you know you don't want to have a third.
Right.
You know, and you're trying to do the responsible thing. Yeah, should be able to do it, not have the doctor say, well, you blah, 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 and then, of course, having
the... they're weird about that. They're so weird about that. I mean, I went to, like, five different gynecologists before I could find one who would believe me when I said, listen, I don't want kids. Yeah. I just need to function. You know what I mean? Because I was not functioning.
Right.
So finally finding someone who was like, oh, okay, I get that, you know, was like fucking angels saying that day. Yeah, I don't know if they're, I don't know why they're weird about that.
It's just like trying to find, it's tough to find a doctor.
Yeah.
That you like sometimes because you're trying to find the right personality and the right and someone who will listen to you and not just, well, I'm the doctor, I know what's right.
Well, it makes me wonder though, because, you know, a lot of articles I ran into said that doctors will try to prescribe or try to perform hysterectomies when there are other treatments available.
Right.
And they're afraid of malpractice. Maybe a lot of people sued because
They
gave hysterectomies before trying other treatment. But I was like, pull it out, I'll sign whatever you want.
Right. And I
think, it out through my nose. I don't fucking care. Get it out of me.
And I think that's been one of the problems is, and that's one of the things with the whole healthcare. That's why there were so many people who were trying to push tort reform.
Yeah.
It's because there have been so many doctors that have been sued for stupid reasons. That's why a lot of hospitals have had to shut down their emergency rooms because it got too expensive to carry the insurance because you would have these people who the doctors have tried everything they wanted to. Yeah, the patient may have ended up dying, but that's not from them lack of trying.
Right.
But the people who have lost their loved ones want to sue anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so.
I mean, there should be grief counseling. Grief counseling would be so much cheaper than lawsuits or, you know what I mean?
There's got to be
it's
such a litigious. I mean, I think I've told you about the lady in Texas that sued, tripped over a kid and sued the furniture place.
Yeah, see, I would have just gone back and kicked the kid.
There's a twist. I've told you this story, haven't I?
Yeah.
A lady in Texas was at a furniture shop, tripped over a kid, broke her leg, sued the furniture store, and won.
Oh,
here's
God.
The twist of the story. It was her fucking kid.
Oh, see, that's crazy. Yeah.
So, and that's the thing. I think it's litigious anyway.
Yeah.
That's why I do like the idea of loser pays, because it makes you think twice before you
really want
to
pursue
it. Yeah. Because if you really think you're righteous, you'll do it.
Yeah, you'll go through.
Where if you're just trying to get your friends going, oh, you're going to get the big paycheck, dude.
Yeah.
It'll keep you from doing that.
Speaking of bratty kids, just on off topic, I meant to tell Phantom about this. Had a lady come in, and we were fucking busy at the shop today. And she had two bratty fucking kids. Like, just, I hate it when people bring their kids in and just go ape shit and tear shit up. Little fucker hit my ass with a long spoon.
I remember that kid.
Did you see him hit me?
They were, like, playing baseball.
It was all I could do not to turn around and take it from him and bash him upside the head with it. I was so pissed because we were busy to start with. I was like, you fucking cunt, you watch your kid.
Yeah.
If he does it again, I'm going to scare the piss out of him. So, this is actually going to be bitchy in the geek.
Yeah.
It's been a rough week. I got a lot of shit to say.
I'm at it. Working retail.
Yeah.
One time, and I think I was pushing a cart back.
Mm-hmm.
So I was walking past the toy area. And I saw these two kids running to the toy section like it was getting ready to run from them.
Mm-hmm.
And those are two brothers, and one of them, well, the littlest of the two, runs into me full speed, knocks his croc off, and then is looking up at me in, like, sheer terror as I'm asking him if he's okay.
Well, yeah. Well, did I tell you about the kid in Walmart?
No.
Little Latino kid. And the mom's off. I don't know where the fuck she is, but they're running around between the two freezer aisles. They're running around long ways, right? And so I go and I pull my cart out, and this kid runs like a bull, head down, full on into my cart, falls backwards,
right,
and is still for a few seconds. I'm like, holy fucking shit! This kid just broke his neck on my cart.
Right.
And I'm going to be in such deep shit.
Right.
Because he was such a little brat, and he just kind of got up and blinked and looked at me like, what the fuck? And started running again. I was like, oh, my God.
Which is kind of, it was just kind of funny about kids, because they will do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was either he gets stunned, or he runs in or falls down laughing at it.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Yeah,
I mean,
this is the way kids are.
I was like, he's dead. But yeah.
So parents, please fucking leash your kids. I'm sorry. I don't care if you're shopping. Because we will actually. I've got my general manager at my store and one of the coordinators will, if they're there and their kids running around like idiots, they'll get on the thing and say, attention, Marshall's customers, any child under 12 must be accompanied by an adult at all times.
Good.
Especially in the shoes and the toys. Those seem to be the two areas they go nuts in.
They shoes, man. I bet they just pull them all out of
the boxes. Well, it's not even that. They had one, the old lady that used to work there. Sorry. Old lady. Legend of Neil. He's not old. His trainer is not old man. It's old man.
Oh, okay. I've got to go back and watch those.
But she said there were two kids that were literally jumping from bench to bench. You know, and we're not talking little bit. We're talking this long chasm to where, you know, if they hit it, wham, right?
Yeah,
on,
right.
You know, dead kid on
skull.
Aisle three. Yeah. Luckily, the way shoes are set up now, we don't have that kind of thing now.
Well, yeah, because of the kids.
All right. I've heard parents basically just go, oh, go play the toys while mommy shops.
Yeah, and that's some bullshit.
And it's like, someone took my kid. Well, were you watching them? Well, guess what? You're down one kid now.
You don't deserve your kid. Yeah, the new person... Yeah. Crazy fucker though they are, baby stealer, will still probably take better care
of your kid. Yeah. You lost one, better go make another.
Yeah, exactly. So, I hate that.
The ones I feel sorry for, unfortunately, is the mother. Because I'm under the influence, if you have more kids than parents, you're actually fucking yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing the poor young lady, poor young mother who's got like, you know, the oldest is maybe six, and there are four of them.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your next 18 years are just, going to be a bloody nightmare.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, having to shop with that kind of situation. It's like, you might as well get one of those, you might as well just put leashes on them and look like the dog walker you see in on the commercials where they've got all, 50 dogs on leashes.
Or put BART collars on them for the very least. So if they start screaming and pissing me off, I'll give them a nice little shock.
Yeah,
this is why. See, I should
not have kids.
Girl parts are wasted on me.
That's why I'm so happy that Alicia likes other people's babies.
Right. Yeah. Even my nephew, who is a brat, he is an
absolute
brat.
Considering you called up and he wanted to talk to Phantom.
Yeah. No, actually, my sister calls and she's like, Hey, Jim was talking about you guys on the way home, and, he wanted to call you. And I pick up the phone, I'm like, hey, Jim, and he's like, hey, where's Joe? And so I just put the phone on speaker.
That's because because you don't roll around on the floor like Phantom does.
Exactly.
It's like, I want to talk to the big kid.
Exactly. And I've got pictures of them, roughhousing on the floor.
Right.
And Phantom just like covered in sweat and just looking like exhausted. And Jimmy's just like,
I've actually, my niece and nephew used to do that. I was Uncle Jim, but that was because I was the Jungle Jim because they would crawl all over me.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah. I freaking love that kid. Love him like crazy, but Jesus, he's a brat.
Right.
So.
Okay, on to non-kid and depressing topics.
Yeah, I don't
know
why. Yeah, we go into weird shit.
It's been a weird week and a half for you. So,
yeah,
you need to vent out anyway.
I'm in a mood, and because of that.
You want to do your rant real quick before we
Skippy,
go? Okay.
Damn, Skippy. This is something I've noticed being on some social networks, namely FetLife and Facebook. And Twitter, and,
I've seen it on LJ, too.
Okay. I hate it. I think it is the most fucking pretentious thing ever when you go and announce that you're going to start unfriending people that you haven't talked to in a while.
Culling your friends list.
Right? Exactly. Because basically what you're doing is pre-warning people that they may not make your cut. Because you're so fucking important, you can't skim over their name, and they're in your timeline. I find that infuriating.
Right.
you know, my thought when I see that, generally, when somebody says, I'm just, you know, hey, listen, I'm unfriending people because, you know, I just really want to keep the people that I totally communicate, I go and unfriend them.
Right.
Usually, if it's not somebody I really give a damn about, I'm just like, fuck you. You didn't make my cut. You just acted like a pretentious little snot, and I don't really care what you think.
I think I've only seen that a couple of times, like, aimed towards, you know, someone I know. I know, A.M., who you met at some of the parties. She does certain filters she does for LJ.
Yeah.
And she'll filters, go through, yeah.
Fine.
Or, but other than, you know, either someone who has decided they're just going to cut themselves off completely.
Yeah.
I had a friend that did that. The girl that wanted to do our show.
Uh-huh.
Facebook was getting in the way of her studying, so she took herself off Facebook. Okay. So, okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, fair enough. But here's the thing. Don't fucking announce it. Because that's letting everybody that you communicate with know that you feel like your time is more important than them. Than the 40 fucking seconds it takes to skim over the extra little names, you know, that you just can't be bothered because you're so goddamn important.
Right.
So just do it. Just, if you're going to unfriend someone, unfriend them. Because if you really haven't been talking to them, they won't fucking notice.
Right.
And possibly the reason why they haven't been talking to you is because they're tired of your emo bullshit anyways. So think about that. Think about the shit that you're sending out there.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever done that. I don't think I've ever culled my list. I'll do it if I'll go like it through LJ and notice that they're the account with the line through it.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Even sometimes like that, I won't even do that.
I'll do it if somebody pisses me off.
Right.
Like if someone's, you know, just like a complete jackass or, you know. There have been a couple of people that I've dated that I took off my list.
I'm trying to think if I've really... You know what? Yeah, there's been someone recently, but I can't remember who it was, but it was one of these things where it's like they said something stupid. It's like, oh, bye.
Or if it's somebody that I didn't talk to that I, that they're just throwing out a lot of negativity.
Right.
Like, you know, say, for example, I'm doing right now. I'll own it.
The black cast.
I'll totally own that. If they just throw out constant negativity and just bullshit and just I don't want to fucking hear about it.
Right.
I'll unfriend them, but I'm not gonna fucking announce it beforehand.
Or if they pick on your podcasting partner.
Then I'll fucking block them.
Right.
But I'm not gonna fucking say shit, you know, just to be like, you know, ooh, let's see if you know, because there's always the thought in the back of my head, you know, do they want these people to like jump through hoops and be like, oh, but we're still friends, right? Because
right.
It's like fucking, you know, indulging their need for fucking attention.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, don't fucking do that. It's snotty and horrible.
I can see doing it, because I've thought about doing it, if you've got, like a messenger list. No one's popped up. I may send I thought about sending out a group one saying, hey, if I haven't seen you in a while, you know.
Who's still even on here?
Who's still actually using it? And if you are and I just miss you all the time, that's fine. But if I don't get any responses from people, because they may not even be using that account anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Well, see, you know, and my thing, Facebook, it's mostly, like, real actual friends. Like, people I've communicated with, or there are a couple random people on there that friended me, and I was just like, whatever. But, again, I don't feel like I'm so goddamn important that I can't just...
Skim over what they're saying.
Yeah, because, you know, hey, there's you, I don't know you really, so I'm just, you know.
Right.
Not a big fucking deal. It's not taking that big, you know, chunk out of your life.
I think everyone on my Facebook I've at least talked to, if not in
some
way. Well,
so you don't friend people to start with, so that's different.
I only friend people that I've, because it started off I was only going to friend people that I have actually met in real life.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where it's like, well, I've got some podcasting buddies that I've talked to.
Yeah.
That, you know, I have become at least acquaintance with. I might as well add them. And I mean, some of them I know I probably will never, I may never meet.
Right.
But in real life, so. But
well,
I've talked
but
to
you've,
them.
Yeah, and you and you have enough of a rapport that you feel like they're like an actual friend.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I'll friend anyone. I don't care. On FetLife, I do it, you know, mostly because a lot of people listen to my other podcast. And they're like, you know, they say something and I'll send a friend request. Just so that if I, you know, put updates up on FetLife.
Right.
Then, you know, they can see those. And I'm kind of interested to see what people are doing. You know,
right.
I have no... It's not some big problem for me.
I'm trying to think. I think on FetLife, I only have two that I have not met in real life.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
because I've at least, even the one person you don't like that's on my my list, who I noticed had something, that I think actually commented on your blue hair picture.
Really?
I think so. I think. I think she may have said something.
I don't know. I didn't notice.
Right. I've at least had a passing thing with.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, you've interacted in some way.
In some way, in real life, right. Yeah. So I think everybody on my, except for maybe one. Yeah. Maybe one or two.
Well, it's just you're not being a shit about it.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, when it comes to FetLife, I pretty much only have people on there that I've met in real life.
Yeah, but you're not like, I'm too important to fucking deal with your little updates. I hate that shit.
No, there is two.
Yeah.
No, she's no longer. I think I have her on the friends list, but I was part of the cult.
Yeah.
I've been culled from her list.
Yeah, I, you know.
The Wraith have picked me up and they fed on me.
Right. Left out in the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stargate Atlantis reference.
Yeah.
Which I hate to say, it was the first time I've heard the word cold was you culling. Or,
oh, really?
It was, okay. Stargate Atlantis.
You know, those were really, the first episodes were really good. What happened to it? It kind of just.
I still enjoyed it.
I just stopped caring after a while. Maybe I need to go back and rewatch. At Ronan.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. I'd watch
him. Yeah, but he wasn't in the beginning. He came in later.
Yeah, I'd watch him pick his teeth, seriously. That is a fucking beautiful man. And I still have not seen
it. It's 10 o'clock.
So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was the reason I started watching How I Met Your Mother, was because of Allison Hannigan, and stayed because of Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So, which is funny because they just have another, they had released another book from How I Met Your Mother, too.
Because
they originally had the Bro Code from that show, and then I saw today they had the Playbook.
Okay.
Which is from one of the more recent episodes.
I keep hearing how funny that show is. I just,
Well, they've got, I'm sure you could probably find it on Netflix. And, or,
Mal's a big fan.
Yeah. Plus, it's gone syndication.
Okay.
So, I know. I know you don't have cable, but it's got syndication too. So.
Well, but speaking of shows, we've been watching Eureka.
Yeah.
Because I'd always heard good things about it, but had didn't have access to it because no cable and don't care.
Right.
But you know, I did actually care. I just didn't have any access to it. Hulu had it for a while, and I was like, when I was ready to sit down and watch it, it was gone. It was just the last five fucking episodes.
Well, that's because that's Hulu's new thing.
They'll have the last
five. You have the last five, and if you want any more than that, you have to do Hulu Plus.
Yeah. Well, we actually found it on Netflix.
Right.
So we've been watching it, and we're almost done with the first season. I love that show.
Yeah, it's very cute. I love the fact that you have this guy who, you know, in the real world is, he's Secret Service guy.
Yeah.
And he's up on everything now. He's the dumb man in the he's not a dumb man, but in this town he is the dumb man.
Yeah. U.S. Marshal.
Oh, is he Marshal? Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm liking it. We're enjoying the hell out of it.
That Marshal Joe is hot in real life. If you see her outside
of she's hot in the show, I think she's, but I like lesbians. Yeah, she does have a distinct dyke sensibility. Yeah.
But then again, she's army.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
No makeup.
Yeah, no makeup.
Hair in a ponytail. Yeah.
I'm going to kick some ass.
Camouflage.
Yeah.
She wore camouflage today. It's just all I'm saying.
But I got to see her up close and personal at Dragon Con because we stayed in line for both. I think Colin first.
Mm-hmm.
Or Ferg, whatever his name
is. Ferguson.
Yeah, yeah. Ferguson, who's the sheriff.
Yeah.
And then the dude who plays Farnsworth.
Okay.
Alicia got an autograph from both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I should have gone ahead and got, but I don't think I had the cash on me at that point.
Yeah.
Well, I may have, but I could have got Joe's, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm digging that, but.
Because she actually jumped over the table for a fan because Guy was, because she actually did something. This kind of puts her in dork mode with the rest of us, because one of the guys that was coming up was one of these dudes that gets the artist's name to actually do it on their arm and then goes and gets a tattoo.
Oh, no shit.
She's done that.
Oh,
I can't remember who it was, but she actually went and did that. She got somebody's autograph and had it tattooed.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool. There's nobody I like enough that I would do that.
Right. Yeah, neither am I. I'll get an autographed picture, which we did with the cast members of Warehouse 13 that we But,
Yeah, that would be kind of cool if there was, like, some celebrity that you just fucking love that much. There's just not anyone that I like that much.
I can't really think. I mean, I've got my Star Wars tattoo, but I can't really think of anybody
that I just admire so greatly so much that I would want my skin.
Well, I've seen stuff like there's a girl that I saw at a Phantasm. She may still go to Frolicon, but she had Poe tattooed on her.
Okay.
She had a portrait of Poe.
Yeah, I mean that's different. He represents not just the writing, but a whole kind of like an aesthetic.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I can kind of see that. I mean, that would be, you know, if you're gothy and emo, then you know you're right. Good. But yeah, the sheriff. We've been watching two shows, and the sheriff is driving me crazy because he keeps reminding me of the cop in The Walking Dead.
Who was the sheriff's deputy?
Yeah. Who I keep getting him mixed up because they wear that same damn brown.
Well, that's like atypical sheriff brown. I think that's
I think
all sheriff. I think I want to say all sheriff departments that I know of wear that same basic brown uniform. You just have to look at the patches to know that who's what.
Well, it's, you know, we're watching two shows right now. That's it, and both have, you know, guys in brown, so it's like it's just really confusing.
Although in The Walking Dead, he'll lose uniform at some point.
Okay.
Yeah. So
good to know. But yeah. So how much are you fucking loving that show?
I, as a fan of the comic book, have been fucking loving what they've done.
Yeah, and I haven't read the comics. You know, always intended to, never got around to it. Love the show just on its own merits, not ever having read it.
It's got the same basic tone.
Mm-hmm.
They've added a few characters, but all the basic characters are there. There's still some that are going to be, that do last a while, that still have to be, especially next week when they finally make it to the camp.
Okay.
You'll meet some of the other more, people. Some that do last more through the comic.
Okay.
Yeah, there is so much more that's going to happen once he gets to the camp.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I imagine they're setting that one up really well. So.
Well, yeah, considering the storyline. Although, I think the one thing they have shown...
Mm-hmm. Should we give spoiler alerts?
Yeah, spoiler alert. Go of the... but in the comic, the relationship between the partner and the wife...
Mm-hmm.
was a one-time fling, where this one seems to be been going on for a while.
Okay. Yeah, and that's something...
But I think it both does look like it's going to be a comforting thing, you know.
Well, that's something that we had discussed, too, because in the show, it looked like he had been asleep for maybe 3 weeks. He didn't have, like, a huge long beard. Everything wasn't overgrown.
Right.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, they got together fast.
I think it may have still been a long time just through the nature of the dead bodies they've been coming across.
Yeah, I can see that.
They do seem a little more decayed.
The woman, the half woman that's dragging herself, she's pretty decayed.
The woman, the one when he goes to the one hallway and there's the woman who's been, you know, 3/4 of the way. Devoured, but you know her face is still kind of intact. But you can tell it's not like a fresh kill.
Right.
It's just kind of sunk in.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that, but still, it just does not. It doesn't give you the illusion that a lot of time has passed, which kind of just pissed me off because I was like, "Fuck!" She doesn't even know if her husband's dead, and she just jumps right into, you know, fucking this guy.
Well. It's a situation where, and I think this is the first time you've really seen it, where they're in this crisis situation where probably one of the few outlets is sex to be able to, because they are literally on the outskirts of a city teeming with the undead.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Are completely cut off. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're basically waiting to see what the government's going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't really, in the show, they really haven't gotten that point, but that's why they're camped outside where they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, still, though, I mean, what did we decide? 6 months?
Right.
If I don't know if he's dead or if he doesn't know if I'm dead, no fucking anyone else for at least 6 months.
6 months, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I think that's fair.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah it is. But I'm thinking, again, it's the comfort. The turning to someone for comfort in such a... But, you know...
Give them a nice warm hug. You know what I mean? If you don't know if my ass is fighting my way through zombies, you know, and I find you, you know... I come across you with somebody else, I will fucking bash your head in. I'll be like, no, he was a zombie. He had turned. I swear I could see it in his eyes. No, I wouldn't. I'm just being bitchy.
But then again, you could sit here and do the armchair apocalypse thing. But yeah. Unless you're knee-deep in it to where, you know, you know... Because I don't think they mentioned... Yeah, they mentioned that she had family in Atlanta. That was the main reason they were going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is because not only were they told Atlanta was the place to go, but she also had family in Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember them mentioning it, but they
and I know in the comic book, that's one of the reasons why he goes also, is because he knows that even though they said, you know, evacuate to Atlanta, that she had folks down here, and that's why he went.
Okay.
So.
Okay. But yeah, loving that show so much.
And we've got... What, four more left now? Because they're only got six episodes.
Yeah, that's the first show in like a long time that I've been really fucking pumped for the next episode. I think the last time that happened was like the L Word, where you're just like they leave you just desperate for more, you know.
I mean, I was like that the first season of Lost because I watched it on DVD and I was renting it from Blockbuster.
Okay.
Galactica maybe. Because I remember, I think it was Galactica because we actually, because the Chattanooga Choo Choo up in, when we go to Chatticon, that's where they hold Chatticon, their cable system, the free cable you get in your room, has sci-fi, and we made a point of leaving the convention to go back to the room to watch Battlestar Galactica and then go back to what we were doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and it was intense. It did leave cliffhangers and it had you so sucked into the show.
Yeah, this could be the especially the nature of the show, this could be the next Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, I would say so.
Because intense as Galactica can get.
Well, and everyone's just so jazzed about, holy fuck, we've got zombies on television.
Yeah. In fact, Zombieland came from the fact that they were actually planning on doing a zombie TV show.
Oh, no shit.
And it was going to be a CBS show. Uh-huh. And I guess they passed on it and they turned it into Zombieland.
Love Zombieland.
So I would say
that. One of my top five. Fucking love that movie. It's just funny in all the right places.
Right.
God. Yeah, you got to see it. You have to. There's just no way around it.
Although I do find it funny.
And parts of that were actually filmed in Lawrenceville.
Huh.
In Old Town Lawrenceville. So that's kind of interesting.
Which is really interesting considering Woody Harrelson played Larry Flint, and that's where Larry Flint was shot that put him in the wheelchair.
Did I tell you my uncle? Have I mentioned that my uncle was the psychiatrist in the trial for Larry Flint?
I think you have, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that does sound familiar, but yeah. Mm-hmm. That's just what I thought was kind of funny is... Yeah. That's actually kind of interesting. Cause,
yeah. A lot of shit happens here. It doesn't seem like it would, but it does.
Well, no, I'm just thinking the connection of Woody Harrelson shooting a movie in Lawrenceville after he's played a guy who was shot in Lawrenceville.
Right.
But I do find it funny. One of the things that came from Zombieland is Spike TV did their award show and they had Best Cameo and Bill Murray won it.
Oh, yeah.
And
fucking doubt that was the best cameo.
But see, the thing is he showed up to accept his award in the Ghostbusters outfit.
Oh, I didn't know that's what been he was accepting.
He's been...
I saw the pictures, but I didn't know.
And he's the one that's been kind of dragging his feet for the sequel. Yet his ass shows up to this.
Oh, so it's wearing a teaser.
Yeah, well, no, it's just the fact that, okay, maybe you don't hate Ghostbusters so much.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe it was just a teaser, and maybe he's just had other shit going on. Because he has done, like, a bunch of...
No, he's been holding out.
Interesting indie.
He's literally been holding out.
Oh.
It's not a case of he's been doing other movies. It's he didn't want to do Ghostbusters 3.
Huh. That's a shame.
Although I do like, I've heard the one story I've heard that they're gonna how they're gonna do it, it's gonna be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically gonna be a passing the torch movie.
Yeah,
okay.
It's where the original Ghostbusters are gonna be retiring and basically are teaching a new batch,
a new team.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's cool because they're so perennial. How many Ghostbusters were there at Dragon Con?
Yeah,
I saw a cluster of 20.
Oh, believe
and
me,
not at the parade.
Did you
just
not
a cluster
see?
Of 20
yeah, I was gonna say.
Out.
Did you see the pictures from the parade where they had like five different Ecto vehicles?
No.
The people, and we're not talking cheap vehicles. We're talking like one of them was like. Yeah. A Volvo, it was like a Volvo SUV that someone tricked out to be an Ecto.
My ex had a Dodge Charger that he was desperate to do that to, and his wife was like, hell no. But yeah, that would have been kind of cool.
Have you ever heard the original story that they were going to do with Ghostbusters? Dan Aykroyd's original idea was for Ghostbusters to be set in the future.
Okay.
And then this basically being a franchise. Uh-huh. Of Ghostbusters throughout the world. This just happened to be one franchise of them.
Okay. Interesting.
But it was going to be too expensive, so they brought in Harold Ramis to help him tighten
it
up and turn it into what we saw as it basically, I guess, being the beginning of what Aykroyd wants to see come in the future.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah, Aykroyd's a big science nerd.
Yeah,
if you ever listen to him, and he—that's why he, I think, can spit out the scientific jargon when he does it.
Yeah, because he really is
a big,
full of geeky.
Yeah, he's full on. Well, at least science nerd.
Yeah.
He's super into like aliens and shit too.
Yeah, well, the crystal skull vodka is his.
Yeah. Right.
Which I want to buy. I mean, it's expensive, but I still just want to
it's
buy it.
It's too expensive that you wouldn't buy it for the...
Just for the skull. Yeah, just for the crystal skull. Yeah. I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've bought booze.
I hope the vodka's at least decent.
Yeah.
If not, you mix it with orange juice.
You're good to go, and you have
it's
a crystal fucking skull.
It's diamonds, man. Yeah.
Nice.
Tastes like money.
The money that's going in.
It's delicious.
It tastes like it tastes like money because that's what's going in Dan Aykroyd's pocket
from all the sales of
it. But then again, how many people have their own vodka or alcohol in general?
Yeah.
I mean, there are at least three rappers that have their own vodka.
Actually, Phantom had a dream that Instant Leftovers had their own lager. Yeah, he had a dream that we...
Instant Hangover?
No, we brewed something called The Last Honest Lager.
Edgar. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, we actually need to brew that and then send a six-pack to Scott.
Yeah.
Which is a good segue to a message that we got.
Yes, we got a message that came after
we recorded
50 from...
And I say send that to Scott, and I'll explain that in just a moment. So, let me actually take this.
Oh, you're going to actually play it for everyone.
I'm going to play it over here. Okay. And we're going to play.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Amy. It's your good friend, perhaps great friend, Ramon Villalobos here, from Instant Leftovers Podcast, The Last Honest Podcast, The Voices of a Generation. As I'm quite sure you know by now, I'm an avid listener of your show. In fact, I've been listening to Kinky and the Geek for, brace yourselves like you've got fucked up Forrest Gump legs, over one full episode. With that in mind, I assure you, my kinked geek roots run deep into like a deep river, creating one of the most unwavering of water-submerged tree trunks that this world has ever seen. That's so deep, it'll put her ass to sleep, so to speak. I'm leaving you this message because you guys were all leave audio, so now I am because you said so. And my being part of your army of listeners, I wouldn't feel right not fitting in with the rest of the army. It'd be like if one of those kids in Major Pain were actually in a real military unit. You can't get away with that shit in the army. It's the army. They don't appreciate cutesy dance numbers in lieu of structured marching orders, no matter how precocious the little black kid performing it is. Am I right? No. Hush, hush. Don't answer. I know I'm right. What was I saying? Oh, right. You wanted email for your 50th episode. Congratulations. Here some is. Well done on making 50 episodes of a podcast of which 49 completely eluded me. That's quite an accomplishment. Hey, we're at 42 episodes ourselves, over at Instant Leftovers Podcast, the last honest podcast, Voices of a Generation. So we're kind of like your younger brother that is 8 months younger than you, so we kind of resent you for all that love and affection that was robbed of us from your existence in our first couple of months. Or something similar to that analogy that makes more sense, because let's face it, that was a pretty terrible analogy.
Yeah, that was a terrible
Actually, it's
analogy.
Nothing like that at all. Just forget I said that.
Yeah, we will.
Also, before I end this, I want to point out that as I mentioned earlier in this bizarre podcast cross-pollination message, I listened to the last episode of your podcast, and suffice it to say, I am not happy that you chose to infringe upon our brand. Now, stealing from Truck vs. Mal is one thing. Those two are timid little girls that wouldn't so much as say that your mothers couldn't bake cake tots. But Kinky and the Geek, the last honestly kinky podcast, the voices of a kinky generation, is that right? Did I just hear that?
Yeah.
Let's refresh ourselves, shall we? We are Kinky and the Geek, voice of the kinky generation.
Exactly.
From instant
the last honestly kinky podcast.
The voice of a kinky generation.
What else we got?
They're now instant leftovers.
I know. The last honest podcast.
Voice of the generation.
Blah, blah, blah.
We are voice of the oldest generation. I did just hear that. And you know what I also heard? That you love Scott. Only Scott? No Scott and Ramon? No Scott and Ramon and Colin? No, just Ramon? That's a little outrageous, honestly. I'm kind of shocked. I'm a lot shocked. I'm very shocked. I can understand you not loving Colin. I mean, I don't want to point out the obvious reasons why you two people from the South would find something wrong with Colin, but what about Ramon? What about the guy whose unwavering support for you for at least one episode of your podcast was so vicious that Chinese orphans have nightmares about it eating them on their way to school in the morning every night? What about him, huh? Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna let you think about that. Think about why you didn't mention me when you didn't mention Scott. I don't really care if you didn't mention Colin, honestly, but I mean, whatever. And when you're done thinking about that, just, you know, reply to the thing, because that's the whole point of me sending it in the first place. I mean, why else would I send it if you weren't going to be like, this is how I feel about that thing he just said. It doesn't make any sense. So just do that, because that's the whole point, right? Goodbye.
I will say the one thing, the reason he kind of ended it, because he did do that, like, really early, you know, late at night, early in the morning type
thing. Okay.
And, yeah, he just didn't know how to end it.
Okay,
he just ended it. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I've had that happen where you don't, you have this great rant,
yeah,
and you're not real sure how to close it up.
Yeah, and you're just,
okay,
bye. Okay, I've got 2 points.
Okay.
Point one. Dude, we fucking mentioned you on our podcast. Get the fuck over it, okay? We may have been stealing your taglines, but we mentioned Instant Leftovers here on our podcast. Didn't have to do it, so suck it up, sweet cheeks,
yeah,
okay?
Considering we have mentioned Instant Leftovers,
you guys,
on
several
the, on
times.
Our cast.
Yeah.
And, in fact, had one of you on our cast.
Yeah, because we think it's funny. It's
yes.
a funny podcast.
Yes,
so,
we'll
say that. And, you know, if you can't fucking take it, don't fucking dish it out, right? Second point, I said, I love you, Scott, because I know Scott. Dude, do I know you? Have I ever talked to you? No. I talk to Scott all the time. Scott's my bud. Scott's my friend. Scott's got my back. I got his. I've exchanged, like, maybe 4 fucking words with you, and that was a Skype club for men. Where I got online to see if I could track Joe down for some Skype sex.
Right.
And Skype Club for Men beamed in. I was like, ah, right?
So, you were gang Skyped.
Exactly. So he sends, I've never met him before in my life. He sends me this link of this Down syndrome girl asking about her period. And, okay, admittedly, it was hilarious, but, dude, I don't fucking know you.
Yeah.
And I've never talked to Colin either, but your podcast is hilarious, and we actually enjoy it, which is why we mention you all the time. So just, you know, just fucking deal with it.
And thanks to Tiny Jet, I've actually gotten to talk to him several times in a group setting.
No, and
he's actually really, he's a cool dude.
Yeah.
He sent us it was We got talking about football.
Oh, okay.
And he sent us this middle school thing where it was literally, they lined up, and I guess they thought something was wrong.
Yeah.
And the quarterback got past the ball,
mm-hmm.
walked past the defensive line, and then took off down the road and got a touchdown. It was literally, it was like this, okay? Here's the, you know, here he is, he has the ball. This chair represents the defensive line. He gets the ball, and he's like, and it was legal. Because he actually got past the football, it was a legal play. That's how I found out. Because I was like, how the hell was that legal? And then he pointed it out.
That's kind of awesome.
But I've actually gotten into some conversation with him. So
And we only
I won't say I love you,
like you.
But
Yeah, we only mentioned cool because we like you. And I actually started following his Twitter because of this message, which I thought was hilarious.
He actually started following both me and King and the Geek not too long after that.
Yeah, I don't know if I think he followed me too, but he does some really good... have you been looking at his illustrations?
Oh, I've seen his artwork before.
Yeah.
I mean, he did the original Chuck versus Mal.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he illustrate...
No. That comic book that everybody was twittering about. That's not him.
The one with Cabin Fever?
No, he's not.
Okay. For some reason, I got the idea that he was involved in
which
that.
Which is where we get this is the only time we've interacted with Colin is reading him and his squirrel fixation on Hands Down.
So for Christ's sakes, let me find his fucking Twitter. So everyone can follow him, so we can all give him some attention, because he's obviously insecure.
It's Ramon Villalobos, isn't it?
Ramon Villalobos, yeah.
He
I think
just
it's just, is there an underscore? I just didn't remember there's an underscore.
No, it's all one word.
But yeah, he is funny,
and
doesn't tweet as
artist.
Much as I thought he would. Yeah.
No.
Colin, I don't know.
I've seen some stuff.
Sure, you're lovely.
It was a tiny chat Aaron did not too long after DragonCon.
Yeah.
And he was on there.
Yeah.
I didn't get on the actual video, but I was in the room and chatting.
And Scott knows I adore him.
Right.
I still owe him a makeout session that Phantom just so callously gave away. He's like, yeah, go make out with him. I'm like, okay. So, you and me, baby. Yeah, but that was funny. Actually, thank you for the message.
Yes, it was. It was, and I've actually talked to him about the message. And I think he had to record. He actually had to record it twice because the fucked up Forrest Gump legs actually broke him up, so he had to re-record it.
Yeah, you want to say that dead fan?
Yeah.
And I also wanted to mention too, just speaking of podcast bullshit. Someone who follows us or who listens to us that I was actually surprised that she listens.
Yeah.
Put us on Glue.
Oh yes, that's right. Get Glue. I have no idea what Get Glue is, but we're on it.
Oh, you don't know?
I have no idea.
Well, Bill.
What?
How can you not know? I mean, I use it like that's mostly what
I know it's been. You use it. I know people use it. I have no fucking clue what it is.
You check into movies that you're watching.
Okay.
You check into books that you're reading, shows that you're watching, wines that you're drinking, which is weird. Video games you're playing, topics you think about. I think those are the six categories.
Music
you're listening to. Good one. You check into things, different media.
Okay.
And as you check in, you earn stickers. It's kind of like Foursquare, but where you talk about what media you're consuming, basically. But then you can make friends with people who have similar interests, and it actually recommends things based on your things that you like, which it's kind of cool for that.
Right.
What I love about it, the coolest fucking thing ever, is that you can actually order, once you get 15 stickers, 15 badges, you can order the stickers. I mean, tell me that's not fucking cool.
I guess
it's
so.
Cool. Yeah, come on. You need some stickers. And I love it.
Well, I don't really need any stickers.
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
Yeah, they're great stickers. but no, it's just, so you like earn points by doing all these things and,
To check in the Foursquare. I don't think I need
another. I stopped. I got bored with it. Yeah. You don't get stickers on Foursquare.
Fuck them.
Fuck them sideways. and then I made the declaration that I was only going to use it in places that we had semi-public sex.
Right.
Which has been me here. So, Foursquare's not getting a lot of action.
No.
Poor Phantom's not getting a lot of action with the ovary problems.
Yeah. As we bring it back around.
Yeah, sorry, baby. Yeah. So, one last thing I wanted to talk about.
All right.
As much as I hate to admit it, because, you know, as far as the whole, you know, I get infuriated by the whole Twilight bashing.
Right.
Because it's just a stupid movie. Just, if you don't like it, don't watch it, but stop bitching about it, for Christ's sakes. Just, you know, shut up.
We've gone into that, right?
Yeah. So I didn't want to like Scott Pilgrim. And I like it. It's a great movie. We watched it last night or the night before.
Yeah, last night.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah, that's one I need to go out and get.
Yeah, and I liked it so much. I had been thinking for months and months and months about cutting my bangs.
Right. And you saw Ramona?
And no, actually it was the drummer.
I
went to the bathroom and kind of came out with bangs. And poor Phantom, he's like, he just kind of looks and he's like, I love you. Because I cut them at a certain length, and then my hair is curly, so they just shrank back up,
yeah.
So, yeah. So curly I'm a hair stupid and bangs right now.
Really don't work.
It will if they're a little bit longer.
Right. Oh, okay,
but just right now, they just look kind of dorky. But I don't care. It's a change. I needed a change, so I'm still pleased as punch that I did it. So, I'm okay with that. So, but yeah, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
So, go watch it. I can't think of anything else to say.
I was going to say, Barnes & Noble still doesn't have book one, because I actually thought about buying book one, the comic book.
I mean, I
always wanted to try it.
Yeah.
I may get Aruka to get it from the library again, and I'll give it a shot.
I think I might be able to loan it to you, but I tried to read it, and I was like, this is crap.
Right.
It's just not my thing.
Right.
I'm not going to say it's crap, because then I'm just falling into the same movie bashing.
Oh, there were so many things I loved. I loved the eight bit opening to the movie.
Yeah, that was awesome.
You know,
the Universal logo.
When Chris what's his face comes out of he's the guy that was Human Torch.
Uh-huh.
He's also in The Losers.
Yeah.
He's gonna be Captain America when he comes out of his trailer and they're playing the Universal theme as he comes out.
Yeah.
When you first see him, when he comes out of his trailer and he's walking in.
I didn't know they were playing the Universal theme.
That was the Universal theme,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, go find the covers. They actually you can find copies online of the movie posters.
Okay.
And they're fucking hilarious.
Okay.
Of his movie posters.
Okay. Well, and actually we couldn't sleep last night. We took a nap, like after I finished work. And then we were up all freaking night because we just, you know, couldn't sleep after that. So we got, like, very, very little sleep. So we'd check in every 5 minutes. Still awake. Yeah, I'm totally still awake. And the thing that was driving me absolutely apeshit is, number one, all the main girls had bangs.
Right.
The only one who didn't was his sister.
Right.
That's the only one, you know, Knives Chow actually went and cut hers. Right.
That's because of Ramona.
Yeah. I didn't cut my hair I just want to make that really clear.
Right.
I've been thinking about doing it. I was like, it does look good. I'm going to go do it. So.
Even though every other chick in the movie, you're like, maybe I should get my hair like that.
No, I've just been needing
that?
A change.
She knocked her highlights out.
That was funny.
I had to give Brandon Roush the super vegan.
That was hilarious.
Makes me want to see Superman Returns just because of him. Even though I did like him because he was the gay guy from Zack and Mary Make a Porno.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It's in the very beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the one character, they're going to their high school reunion.
Yeah.
And she's had a big thing for his character. And you find out that he's not only gay, but dating a gay porn star played by Justin Long.
Oh, God, okay. Justin Long was great.
Yes, it's a small part, but it's hilarious.
Yes, you didn't even see it.
Glenn on Gary, was it Glenn and Gary give Ross a hard one, or something like that.
Okay.
I do all male films. Oh, you'd be like Glenn, Gary, Glenn, Ross? More like Glenn and Gary give Ross a a hand job or something like that. Yeah. Just, and he's got that deep kind of Harvey Weinstone throaty voice.
Nice.
But a little deeper. It's not as kind of... Because, you know, Harvey's got the kind of high-pitched, gravelly voice almost. Uh-huh. His is a little deeper.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. It's like, if you don't like Justin Long, see him in this little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you'll actually like him because he's actually doing something completely different than what he's done before.
Well, speaking of the funny gay guy, Kieran Culkin.
Yes.
Hilarious as the drunk guy who stands on the sidelines and yells completely useless shit during a fight. Everybody needs one of those friends.
Yeah, ends up stealing the one girl's boyfriend.
Exactly.
And at one point, when there were four people in that bed.
Yeah. I just like where he just kept yelling out just random, ridiculous shit during the fight. That cracked me
up. Or the fact that he's heckling the one band that is...
Yeah.
I'm so sad. So sad. Which is actually on the soundtrack.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I picked up... I grabbed
and the music is good.
I picked up the soundtrack because you actually... Because Beck is actually the musical director.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I can see that.
But you actually get the bonus tracks on there. It's Beck doing Threshold,
mm-hmm.
Summertime, and one other song. Mm-hmm. And the 8-bit version of Threshold that's played through the credits is on the soundtrack, too.
Yeah, we were listening to part of it, and you mentioned it sounded like early Beck, and who did I say it sounded like?
No, I thought there was some...
That was later. That was shit we were talking about when you should have been sleeping.
Well, I know there's a T-Rex song on there.
Yeah.
There, you know, of course, the Rolling Stones under my thumb, which is so appropriate for that scene.
Yeah. Exactly. And the look of just resignation on her face.
Frank Black's got something on there. And the Black Lips have something, and they do have the actual songs. You actually, the Scott Pilgrim Sex Bomb actually does the threshold version that they do against the Asian twins is on the soundtrack too.
Okay, cool.
And they are credited for playing that song.
Yeah, the music was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I liked it. Hate to admit it, but I liked it.
You like the Twilight for boys.
Yeah. Yes. I also like the Twilight for girls.
Yeah.
And anyone who doesn't like that can, you know, bite my crank, so.
Okay.
We're at a minute and one.
You mean an hour and one?
An hour and one.
Yeah.
This minute has been brought to you by...
That's the longest minute in history! I do want to say I have been watching Conan.
Okay.
Since he's back and have really been enjoying it. I didn't get to see The Late Show when he was on it.
Yeah.
Didn't really watch The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
But I had seen his stuff. I did like what he's done. And seeing him basically vindicated after all the crap that NBC put him through.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, I wonder how many viewers he has compared to Leno right now.
I do know that he beat both... His numbers actually beat Leno and Letterman in the time slot.
Oh, okay.
He did...
I think when he beat The Daily Show, too.
He did, he did. Well, I don't know. I just saw him up against those two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He did 4.6 or 4.3, and Leno did 3.6 million.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he did. Okay. He did a lot more than.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, check it in a month. See.
Let's see where it's going. But I think it's doing well.
Okay.
Andy Richter's still with him.
Nice.
He's got a new band. They gave him a really decent sized studio.
Mm-hmm.
He's had some good guests.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he'll work.
Okay.
With this, it's kind of interesting to have, because now it's Letterman, Leno, Conan. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got, like, it's back in the day when there used to be so many. We've got, like, five or six different, and then add in The Daily Show, which is, like, a 30-minute, you know, Daily Show and Colbert are almost, like...
And I do hear that it's streaming as well.
I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think TBS is streaming it, so, if you aren't up during that time slot or don't have cable like I do...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we just don't really get any kind of signal at all at my house.
Right.
Then that's an option.
So. Yeah, because how I get to see the Craig Ferguson show is YouTube.
Yeah.
Because someone puts up the episodes on YouTube with the backing of the late night people.
Okay.
YouTube did kill, I think, the guy who was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
and they brought him back on. He showed back up under another name. And okay. But yeah, that was one of the things when they talked about the guy's channel getting killed was the fact that Craig and Worldwide Pants and CBS were all happy that he was doing it because it was giving them more publicity.
More exposure, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're no bad there. Yeah, which is still, I do like the Craig Ferguson show.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, as much as I like what Conan's doing, Craig is still my favorite late night show because he's different.
Yeah. See, I'm not a robot sidekick. Necessarily. Oh, that's awesome.
And he does puppets.
Yeah.
He actually watched the fucking puppets all goddamn day.
Nice.
He's got one. He's got a, in fact, he had a cute redheaded guy on the show when... who was actually used to work for Letterman as a PA.
Okay.
He basically got his version of Conan on the first on the episode. His came on when the night that Conan started. He had a redheaded guy on the show just for that. But yeah.
Yeah. See, I've never been into late night TV all that much. So it's just kind of like not my thing, but yeah, right. I have caught a couple of his eps and they've been funny. So.
I was a fan as a kid of The Tonight Show.
Yeah, okay, Johnny Carson, yes. But yeah, that was hilarious.
Right.
I mean, it's never been all that funny since then.
Ferguson seems to be the closest to what Carson used to do.
Mm-hmm. As far as the showmanship?
That's showmanship and some of the stuff he does, considering he does Michael Caine in Space.
Oh,
or
nice.
Michael Caine in Spain. He has Ask Aquaman.
Okay.
Now that he has the robot sidekick. Yeah, the Grant Grant from MythBusters actually built him a robot skeleton to be his sidekick.
That's awesome.
Because he calls his Twitter followers the Robot Skeleton Army.
Nice. Very cool. Okay.
He's been giving everybody on harmonicas.
Because
he's been playing the harmonica, and he'll ask him, "Hey, you want to play the mouth organ with me?"
Mm-hmm.
And the funniest thing is he's been doing a running gag with Secretariat, where he has a couple of, I guess, his interns dressed in a horse costume, and he'll be sitting there, "Oh no, it's Secretariat!" Or "Ding dong, who's that man?" And you hear this like gay dance music start playing, and he starts prancing around, and Craig Ferguson's got his arms up doing this kind of little dance.
Okay.
And he actually got, Tom Selleck actually got up and did the little dance with him when he was on Monday.
Okay.
So you got Republican Tom Selleck standing up there dancing to the...
Yeah, hard to imagine.
But he's funny. If you ever watch his interviews, he doesn't take himself serious. He takes his
job... See, that's
job.
What I like. I like anyone who doesn't take themselves too seriously.
He does his job. He does the serious stuff.
Yeah.
But you can definitely tell he doesn't take himself seriously.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Come to think of it, a lot of my bitchiness and my rants have been about tonight.
Right.
That's the moral of tonight's show. We actually have a moral this time, which is a little weird for us. Don't take yourself too fucking seriously.
And on that last, this will be the last thing before we wrap up with Conan. Last night's guest was Tom Hanks. He soaked Tom Hanks.
Soaked him.
Splashed him with water. They were basically, he was going on a thing about how he used to be a fan of the old Jacques Cousteau. And Conan's got this big, like, open air, almost kind of like a looking over a bay backdrop behind his thing, which we think is a green screen, because at one point, all of a sudden, you start seeing whales kind of doing this. And he's like, oh, no, they're just kind of going, if they were breaching, they'd be getting much higher. All of a sudden, you see this one thing come up really close to where they are, go up, and he hits the water, and then you see the water on the screen, and then you see Tom Hanks gets doused.
Nice.
And without missing a beat, going, I guess I was wrong. I guess they were breaching. Nice. And I don't know. It makes me wonder if he's either they already set it up and then he knew it was going to happen, or Tom Hanks is really that good.
Yeah.
But yeah, having basically someone who is, you know, what, 2-time Academy Award winning actor now.
Yeah.
And
that's a great get for a guest.
Right,
yeah.
But he's also a friend, but also the fact that he does that. But then again, if you look back in his early days, considering his first big role was Bosom Buddies.
I wish to God he would go back to comedy. He is funny.
Yeah.
He's hilarious. How much would you love to be friends with Tom Hanks?
Right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
He does
actually,
seem
the Money
to be,
Pit was one of the funniest movies I've ever seen in my life.
You know, Bosom Buddies is still hilarious to me.
Yeah, it is.
But then he has two guys in drag being goofy.
Right, yeah.
And being just ridiculous. And it's back in the days where you could get away with, oh my God, I just misheard something type thing. You know, the old Three Companies where everything was, you misheard something and you completely, what you're hearing is completely wrong from what's actually going on type stuff.
Yeah. Because now, you know, people have learned that nobody's that fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You know, back then it was like, that's funny.
Although, wait, one real quick little thing. But, you know, I've been watching one of the shows I've been pimping has been Mike and Molly. Well, this is a case of, because I know what is going on, the nerd comes out in me. This last episode, she's spending the night with him, and he snores. He tells her, oh, I've got a CPAP, I got this machine I got to strap on that helps me, it reduces snoring, and she says, oh, for God's sake, strap it on. Well, they have the whole scene where he puts it on, and he still keeps snoring because his mouth keeps opening up. And because Aruka has the same machine, I'm sitting there going, but wait, that can't really happen, because when she's got the machine on, she can't speak because all the air is going up her nose.
Right.
I mean, there's no way that he would be able to breathe out of his mouth.
If you open your mouth.
So it was supposed to be funny, and I'm sure the people who didn't had know nothing about CPAP machines found it hilarious, but it's like, that can't happen.
Yeah, we need to get in the market for one for my dog. Buster.
Buster.
Buster snores like you would not fucking believe.
I can believe it.
Oh my God, he's loud.
He's a chubby puppy.
He is a big chubby puppy. He's a better ball. So, okay, we need to wrap it up.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's it.
Phantom, anything?
Yay.
You guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.